Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Thank you, Mlungis, and thank you, Kopane. I will read and also play your responses there. Let me go first also. Please send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. And let me go to you, Jabu, my friend. Let me get to you. Now, I'm looking at Luke 19, verses 14. But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, "We will not have this man to reign over us." Because so I want to support it with scripture and make him elaborate even more. It's when people basically cannot contend with the power yakaNkulunkulu because they have other powers. Uke wabona uhambi yominister kule nkonzo le uzwe na ukuthi kukhona amandla angakufuni lapho. And lamandla aphethe abantu abakhulu lapho. Before uShumayela beza kuwe bathi siyaxela ndoda ukuthi phela bese kubhekile la emavidweni eyijabulane ndoda hey. La ekhaya asikhulumi igama elithi Sathane, sicela ungalikhulumi. Sicela ungakhulumi igama elithi you are healed. Sicela ngoba thina ngokuya ngokwethu la magama they are more reserved and more holy. So sicela nje uthi kuzokhulekwa. Yeah, sicela ukuthi le eyokuthi ngegama lika Yahusha Masiya, sicela ukuthi uyeke leyo lelo gama ungalisho la.
Uthi God.
Unothi God nje kuphela. Bese mfoka baba, uma uqeda ukushumayela, uma ungashumayela ngalendlela siyakuthembisa inkulungwane ezingamashumi amathathu zise accountini yakho.
Namhlanje.
Njengoba ushumayela, sicela uyibambe kuwe ifoni uzoyizwa izothi ding ding. Wazi ukuthi uyishaye esikhonkosini mfoka baba. Uma wenza kanje nje sizokumema futhi. Jabu.
Yes, my friend, and that's indeed another point of really manipulation, which is part of self-will.
Mm.
You know, once we succumb to the influences of the people at the will of the Father, then we are self-willed. So, and there are many ways that we can find ourselves challenged or tempted, like one of the ways that you are quoting, my friend, when we do not do the work of the Lord freely as he has said, but we do it for selfish ambition or selfish gain. It's for us to be famous and also for us to be rewarded and to be followed and also to be known, you know. So that is being self-willed, but when we serve the Father out of humility, out of a clean heart, a pure heart, then we know that the glory goes to him and our reward is with him. No man can really actually replace the reward of the Father. So that is why we would not settle for any reward. You know, the way the scripture even teaches us, even when people praises us, we should just say we've done what we're supposed to do. We are servant of nothing. Just imagine the praise, not even the material gain, but the praise. We are instructed to just always give the glory to the Father because it belongs to him. But when we are self-willed, the glory belongs to us. It's always about, you know, us. Even when we are being called on the stage, like, I've been to services. That's why, my friend, I'm no longer that interested into these services of the brethren, because sometimes it's a show, but I'm not really actually critical or against.
Otherwise, I understand.
But there will be like times where you can feel that it's a show off, like they will be introducing a person, an ordinary person like every one of us, but they will be hyping up the person as if I don't know who's coming, you know, not even the president, you know, counting all the titles, everything, and then you will ask yourself, self-will, being self-willed, you know, when we really want our egos to be hampered, to be pampered.
Yeah,
you know, we want, you know, like our status quo to be taken care of. Like, you know, people who are offended that you didn't call them pastor.
Hey,
my friend,
Yeah.
Offended with that, didn't call you apostle, because when you are an apostle, you know, or you are the major one, the general one, you become offended because you are self-willed. You know, not to say, not you, my friend, but I'm just making a practical example.
Yes.
People who are self-willed, they really behave in a manner that is not glorifying to the Father. Even in just to support what you're saying, my friend, in Luke, in Proverbs 28:26, it says, whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will be delivered. So when we trust in our own minds, you know, like the word of God says, we are fool, but that is being self-willed. So it's foolishness to be self-willed. When we put our trust in our own minds, we put our trust in our own strength, in our own wisdom, in the things that we have acquired, the work that God has given me. I no longer serve God. I now worship the work that he gave. I'm more about, even when I'm at church, my friend, I want you to address me as the position that they've given me at work. Once you don't do that, I'm offended.
I'm offended
because of I'm self-willed. You know, I've got that pride to protect now, or ego to protect, even the seats that I must be given in the church. I cannot just, I need a cone of some sort because I'm self-willed. So this is really foolishness that we see, and may God just deliver us and be able to give us the true wisdom that will really cause us to live according to his will.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. We're trusting the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Keep them coming. Send them over. And then we are going to play them. The WhatsApp is 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. And you can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp. Otherwise, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Sikuzwe ukuthi uthini ke ngalolu daba. It happens much at the times that we practice self-will even without knowing anything. Problem.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
I'm looking at 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 10. Mfundisi Motha. And it says, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. People who speak evil, they're not afraid of slandering people. Just like our topic next week, yes, slander. They're not afraid of slandering. And they despise authority. They are presumptuous, isn't it? The way that they accord things to be. Presumptuousness. My daughter. Demko. Ganwam. Eish. My brother.
And I love what the word says here. It says they are walking according to the flesh. That is why instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to guide and to lead them, but they follow the flesh. And they don't respect authority. Even in our churches today, kunabantu holy, they will be talking bad about the pastor. They will be talking bad about their leaders, because that is the authority, firstly, that God has, you know, put before you. Oguti, we need to respect the authorities that the Father has put before us. So uma umuntu ahamba ngentando yakhe ilapho ezisibona khona engcono.
Hey madodhe.
Athi ngingcono mina kunakusibani.
Yeah.
Azakufanele ukubuka ukuthi mina ngihamba ngemoto edulayo.
Madodhe.
I cannot even listen to that man. And bangahloniphi because when you don't respect the authority or the spiritual leader that God has put before you, you are actually rejecting the Father himself.
Yeah.
You are despising the authority of God, because this man is not walking in his own power or in his own authority, but loka kwenzayo ukwenza by the power that has been vested upon him by the Father. So when you reject that, when you despise that, when you don't respect that, and you say, I can do better, ngcono kusay, you are actually despising the Father himself. King Solomon Utumayebala, Proverbs 14, verse 12, says, there is a way that seems right in the eyes of the man, but its end is a way of death. Our self-will will lead us into destruction. That is why the word of God says, do not lean in your own understanding, because when we lean in our own understanding, we leave what the will of the Father says and the word of God says, then we want to do things our own way. That is why uzothi la enkonzweni yami siqala ngo 10 sihlabelela ama chorus out 2 and then bese siya worship and then sesiyezwe. But the Father says to stand up and preach. After you have opened the service, you reject that. You ask a few this card. Kanti uhamba ngentando kabani? Who is leading it? And God will send you and say, go to that place. Etaveli yoshumayela laphayana. Ukuyovangela laphayana. Because God is, we ask uNkulunkulu, there's somebody has prepared. And then when you look at yourself, utingfagisutingfagentanjani. Ngoba we respect much our position than respecting God himself. That's why umfundisi uJabu bengasasho eli ukuthi uma ngabe umuntu ungasam-address with the appointment akuyo bese aba offended. Usibheke ukuthi ngiyongena kuleya ndawo and you refuse to listen to the Father. So kubalulekile ukuthi senze intando kaNkulunkulu. Yeshaya Mashiya in the book of John, I think chapter 5, who says, I am not doing my own will, but the will of the one who has sent me, the will of the Father. And as believers, as children of God, and as ministers of the word, we should be doing the will of the Father, not to enrich ourselves by doing izinto eifunwa yithi. And because when we do that, that is why you'll find people, they will even twist izwi likaNkulunkulu just to suit their condition so that they can receive what they want to reap in the flesh. And our focus should not be in the flesh. We should not walk according to the flesh. So for every born-again child of God and for every person, we need to listen lalela uNkulunkulu, because when umuntu or self-willed mfundisi is rebellious, is bull-headed. Uyayazi inkunzi ukuthi nenkani kanjani, isebenzisa inkani yayo, kanti uma sekukusisi kuKristu inkani yaphela, ubuthina buyafa, and then we allow the will of God to lead and to guide us in everything that we do. So in that we will never go astray. So to serve in the wisdom, in the kingdom of God, we must do away with our self-will.
Absolutely, my friend, I agree. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Let's listen to Kopane. Dumela.
Greetings, Pastor.
Dumela, sir.
It's Mohau Kopane from
Waterville. Amen.
Self-will is when you do your will against the will of the Father. And I strongly believe when you think you know more or you know best, then you begin to close your eyes to the will of, close your ears and your eyes to the will of the Father. Then you assume you see things or you hear things, and you think that he approves everything that you think or see. And sometimes, or most of the time, it's wrong. So self-will is something like rebellion. But because people know that you once had a glory of God with you, they tend to believe everything that you say to them. But that, it's a process whereby you choose what you want to do more than what the Father want to do. So I think that's enough. It's Mahau Kopane from Botterville.
Tate Mahau from Botterville, Realebo Asenta Duaka. Morena wetse hantle.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, Mlungisi Mbonani says, greetings, servant of God and servants of God. Self-will, I think, it's a will that is more of individual human perspective will. It's more in line with leaning on what we think we know. And in most cases, pride is a fruit that has to do with self-exaltation, thinking that you know better than the Heavenly Father. That is Mlungisi there. Thank you so much, Mlungisi.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Mfundisi wamina.
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba letithokotisa. Tethokotisa ke mfundisi.
Amen.
Kwentando, intando kaNkulunkulu. UJesu mayifundisa ngomthandazo. Athi uRhandza ka wena akuyendliwe emsebentane lesokwendlwa kaMatilweni. Intando kaNkulunkulu yenziwa emizimbeni yethu. Insindiso mayifika emizimbeni yethu kuba ile lifika igcwala isintando kaNkulunkulu.
Mm.
Manje ke uJudas Iscariot wayehamba noJesu Kristu engayenzi intando kaNkulunkulu.
Mm.
Umzimba kaJudas Iscariot ungafuni ukwenza intando kaNkulu ngoba umzimba kaJudas Iscariot wayifonkong.
Mm.
Emayifonkong ke lawa khona lawa sinawo lawa. Impande kaJudas Iscariot aphuma lapha empandeni kaJudas Iscariot. UJudas Iscariot uyisihlahla.
Mm.
Manje laba bangayenzi thina sibonke singayenzi intando kaNkulu simpande yakhe uJudas Iscariot. Yokungayenziwa kwentando kaNkulunkulu. Manje ke wonke umuntu lo ongayenzi intando kaNkulunkulu umfundisi uba namanzi nyana la geza ngawo umfundisi. Uba no holy oil yakhe umfundisi. Lo muntu akayenzi intando kaNkulunkulu umfundisi.
Kanimambo umfundisi sami bathuba ne holy oil ya. Hey inkosi yami, yiyo ke lawo umfundisi wami, yilabo esibabiza ukuthi amavongongo.
Hlala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
We're taking your call 012-334-1322. Sawubona dumela.
Hey, sawubona my brother.
Hey, putwami.
Siyabonga lapho kumfundisi uMamba akhuluma ngamafang kong iself will.
Hey, madodhe.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sengiyasaba ukubiza ifemini yakho ngoba hey ngenze mistake. Ningene eSwazini lakho.
Hayi, shaye ngendlela ufuna ngakhona baba kuhluphi.
Phela mina ngiswati vele ngathi lekhodi or yenze
kanti wrong. Ah, mnaka, siyabonga.
Siyabonga. Brother Ray, sakhuluma ngeselfie. Iselfie iqala ngepride.
Mm.
Why self will is an inward spiritual rebellion towards God, really.
Mm.
It is also a spiritual death.
Mm.
It is also a physical death of our bodies, brother. Mm. Self will drive us to darkness. Futhi yenza singalaleli the laws of the mighty God.
Mm.
Isifiso yenza ukuthi abantu bangalaleli imithetho kaJesu Kristu.
Yeah.
Because the devil is satanizing izimpilo zabo bakareni.
Mm.
Labantu ubenza bahlale ngokona. Ngicela ukufunda lapho eMahubo 23 uDavid uthi lapha kuverse 3 uJehova ubuyisa umphefumulo wami.
Yeah.
Uyangihola ezindleleni zokulunga.
Mm.
labantu abafuna ukuholwa ngenxa yegama lakhe
madoda
namhlanje ugcwele abaholi abaningi abathi bathunywe uJesu Kristu kepha izindlela zabo ziphikisana nomdali wabo kanti Proverbs 3 verse 6 onithi verse 5 and 6 ithi ithemba kuJehova themba kuJehova ungayo yonke inhliziyo yakho ungenqiki okwakho ukuqonda selfie labantu abafuna ukuthemba kuJehova bafuna ukulungiswa ukuthemba uJehova yena izindlela zakho zonke isekuyiphikisa konke brother yiloko enkwenzekani abantu bayafa ngokuningi ngoba angafunanga ukulaleli benze intando kaNkulunkulu selfie is killing and destroying the words of the Lord abantu bayaziphilela benza konke ngesikhathi sabo sin is controlling the way they live imizimba yabo has become instruments of death ngama drugs alcohol raping and killing each other ngenxa yokukhonza nokuthanda imali so imali iye driver zonke lezi zinto ukuthi abantu babone ukuthi hey nangathola le imali gaba la ngathi ngizenza kanje 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 but they're forgetting that kulo mhlaba esiphila kuwo ngeziphile forever brother there's still eternity lapho Jesu uzohlala avula ama-files ethu asijaji asitshele ukuthi uyabona uyabona ukuthi wawenzani ngoba i-self will uJesu waletha i-image kankulunkulu la mhlabeni kepha abantu bakuphisa lokho ngiyabonga kakhulu Rarey God be the glory.
Thank you so much, my friend. Blessings to you. Inkosi kubuse ngendlela esimanga. Thank you.
Ngibusise brother Ray, ngiyabonga
brother. To the Father be all the glory, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God be the glory. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Amen. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Radio buzzing of life. 657 AM.
All right, Kopane says something here. Let me read it. Thank you, Kopane, for this. Kopane says, Bafundisi, remember Jonah went to the ship which was right, but the direction he was taking was more of a self-will, and many are doing some things, but actually they are doing opposite of what God has asked them to do. Muhau Kopane there. Pietra, I don't know. You have sent a link, man. I don't know what it is even all about. But we are talking about self-will. What is self-will even all about? 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, when we talk about self-will, we also talk about a form of stubbornness. A form of stubbornness. Deuteronomy 20:21, and they shall say to the elders of the city, this son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. This is when we don't obey the word of the Father. The word of the Father upon our lives, a stubbornness of a sort, is a form of self-will. Sipo!
is truthfulness. Stubbornness, unkulunkulu wethu yinto emenza ukuthi angakuthokozeli, because with stubbornness, the perfect will yakhe yenzeke kithi. And stubbornness also is a sign of which mfundisi, you are not allowing the Holy Spirit to penetrate and to use you at that particular time.
Yeah.
If stubbornness would also put as a form of to get to the issue, impilo yethu yonke is not allowed and propelled by the Spirit of God. And self will mfundisi, njengoba le topic belichubeka ngibona ukuthi yiye esenza ukuthi njalo simhluku kuNkulunkulu, ngoba ebuNkulunkulwini bakhe akuveli le zinto esizenzayo. Nangu lapha uverse 12 chapter 28 umfundile early on the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
There was noted ukuthi that to be verse 12. He who said to them, here is the rest. Give rest to the weary. And here they repose, but they would not listen.
Yes.
That part is not listening. In other words, they had that opportunity and the choice to listen. But the stubbornness, the first will, ngoba uNkulunkulu mfundisi uthi nibekile ukufa nokuphila, nibekile life and death, good and bad. Besathi khetha uphile, akakukhetheli. But iwill yethu yiyo eyenza ukuthi sihlukane noNkulunkulu, not choosing what God chosen. Umuntu uwa hayi ngoba ebekade ezokuwa, uwa ngoba u-apply self will. Than if we allow the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, to propel us, the Spirit of God knows exactly what belongs to God. He'll always guide us and lead us with direction. So once we quench him, as I've said earlier on, prodigal son, he had everything that belongs to him, but he chose ukuthi baba nikezokwabo. He knew what he was doing with the will of the Father, but he also chose. So that is why kumele sibe so skeptical njengoba bantwana bakaNkulunkulu ukuthi let us always dominate by being obedient to God and be receptive kuleze dola khona we allow our flesh, because our flesh isn't engage ourselves into a sinful nature. It's permanent.
Ngikuzwa kahle mfowethu. We are taking your calls, 012-334-1322. What is self-will? What is it even all about? And these days, when we talk about self-will, what are we referring to? Right. And let me bring this also to you, Jabu. Now, in Deuteronomy 31:27, it says, "For I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. If today, while I am yet alive with you, you have been rebellious against the Elohim, then how much more after my death?" How much more? Now, the very aspect of being stiff-necked, it means we are so stubborn that we are focused on what is wanted by us and not that which the Father has prescribed for us. What a danger, Jabu.
Yeah, also, you're touching a very important point, my friend, about being self-willed, stubbornness, which also links to pride or arrogance, or, you know, even, you know, stubbornness is very dangerous when we resist the instructions of the Father and take our own instructions or instructions from men. There is actually being stubborn and also stiff-necked. The word also described it like that, to be stiff-necked, when we cannot, or our heart being hardened, like, you know, stony hearts or rocky hearts, where God cannot really plant his seed to grow from us, but we reject everything that he says. And there is, you know, also are the signs that we are self-willed. In other words, we're rejecting the will of the Father because we want to live according to our own will, which is also very dangerous, because we can find ourselves being misled. There is a scripture that says, "Kunendlela ebukeka inhle emehlweni yomuntu, kodwa okugcina kwayo noma isiphetho sayo sisha ekubhujisweni." So there is the danger of being self-willed, because of you will end up in destruction. You will end up, you know, in places that you never thought you will be at, because of you decided to follow your own will, your own mind, your own decisions at the expense of the instructions of the Father. So may the Father help us at all times. You know, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Word of God says, therefore, if anyone in Christ is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is past, and behold, the new has come. Then let that be the newness of the Father, where his will is the center of everything in our lives, not our own will, not even the will of our friends, but the will of the Father being the center. Then we will do away with being self-willed, my friend, and also being stubborn.
Absolutely. We are taking your calls, 012-334-1322, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. And, of course, talk to us directly there. We are keen from hearing from you, and we are keen to hearing from you. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. The very notion of being stiff-necked, what it is even all about. We're touching that.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
Lungisi Mbonane says, self-will is even more in line with the love of power, possessions, and money. Hence, they involve their human doctrine for their agenda of riches to come through, and they are good in dictating people and impose their human doctrines to people, and self-will doesn't want to be corrected. That is Thabo Mofokeng there. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
Thabo Mofokeng, thank you so much. He says, Aibongwe Bangwele, self-will will get in the death of King Ahab. After the prophet of God said, Micaiah told him, in a vision I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains like sheep without a shepherd. And the Lord said, their master has been killed. Send them home in peace. 2 Kings chapter 22 verse 17. The death of King Ahab was caused by self-will. May the Lord help us. Wow. That is Thabo Mofokeng there. Thank you so much. Send your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Otherwise, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
All right. I'm looking at 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 19. Fundismota. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, no, but we will have a king over us. Self-will is when people impose their own will and their own will becomes their God. Their own will becomes their king and not the Father. Even though these are called children of the Most High, Abazalwane, but they start to obey their will, it's when their will becomes their God. Funis Mota?
That's very much true, Mfundisi. Because when one impose their own will, they reject even a direction from the Father. Because they came to Samuel, Ubuti, we want a king. In other words, we want somebody. Even if he was telling them that, but you have got to reign over you. So, itself will Mfundisi, it is when we reject ukubasibuswe nguNkulunkulu, but we want to do our own things. How do we see that? We refuse ukubuswa nguNkulunkulu, ukuthi senza izinto
which are directly and against his word. Mm. And when we do that, we are actually, in essence, we are rejecting his word. We don't want even to listen. The book of Zechariah chapter 7, verse 11 says, but they refused to hear it and pulled their shoulders and stopped their ears so that they could not even hear. In other words, uma umuntu ala ngisho ukukhuzwa mfundisi ufuna kwenza ngale ndlela afuna ngayo according ngentando yakhe, because they even reject even the teachings of the Most High. And ugcina ukuthi mina ngiyami intando ngifuna ukwenza lokho. And you cannot boldly say that uma ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu. And we are speaking here about Israel, the most chosen nation of God. And we are speaking here about abantwana who have accepted and say, we are giving our life unto you, Lord, and so that you can guide us. But when you have come unto him, then you refuse to be directed and by, to be led by him. Then you continue to live as you were living while you were in the world, while you have not even surrendered your life. That is a form of disobedience, mfundisi. It is a form of stubbornness. Now, kinisa kona ikanda, while you know, because being stubborn, ukuthi noma kinisa ulazi, but kinisa ikanda, uthi, I will continue to live my life ngendlela engifuna ngayo. Loku aku. So, and in order to fulfill your self will, you will even abantu baze bakhethe, but no, loku akukhulumi nami, but babe bafunda izwi likaNkulunkulu, then bakhetha into eyithile, but this does not talk to me, but the very same word of God, it is speaking to you, but now you are a new creature, you are in Christ, so therefore you are even ambassador of Christ. This is how you should live. This is how you should conduct yourself. Right? Apostle Paul, Aksamina, Opila, Bet Kepa, Ukrestu, Opila Game. So, in other words, his will died and allowed the will of the Father to reign upon him.
We are taking your calls 012-334-1322. Talk to us directly there. And we are touching base on this. The self-will. What is self-will and what is it even all about? Send us your voice notes, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on the issue. Right. Some music would do. Just a bit, like I promised. Prayer. Oh, yes. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Otherwise, you can also give us a shout, 012-334-1322. You're talking about self-will. What is it even all about in our lives today?
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, Me Pakula Maureen. Thank you so much, Mama. Welcome.
Greetings again, Brother Ray.
Greetings, Mama.
I have sent the message. Lapho kuyabonakala ukuthi awufika ngumessage wami.
Yeah.
You are speaking about self-will.
Yes, ma'am.
I have brought the song. The song that I have brought, listen. Intando emnandi. Ngeya Nkosi yami
bese siyaphezulu
ngisendeze kuwe Jesu emo ya oyingwala ngoba intando yami gize ngibe ngibe ngowa konkosi emo emo ya oyingwala ngoba ngoba intando yami gize ngibe ngibe ngowa konkosi uma intando when the will of God is within ourselves, when the Holy Spirit is within ourselves,
yeah,
intando yethu iyanqobeka. There will not be a self will. Why? Because we will be doing the will of the Father, the will of the Son, the will of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who help us, who enable us. That is why, Mina Brother Ray, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit, I am full of praising him.
Yeah.
I am full of giving him the honor and glory. Why? Because of his will. It is yiyo intando yakhe ekumele iyenzeke kimi. That is why nginelicule elithi, thou art the worthy one. Thou art the one. Thou art the worthy one to me, thou art the worthy one, thou art the one, thou art the worthy one to me, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming. He's coming back again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming back again. When Jesus come, ukuzolanda ibandla lakhe, will he found us doing the will of the Father? Will we found us doing what is in line with the word of God? Ngoba when we have a self-will, you will never be scriptural. You will never be in line with the word of God. So the Holy Spirit, it is the Holy Spirit that help us, that prompt us to sing, to speak, to say whatever it is God wants us to say. So uma sinentando kaNkulunkulu, uma sisonde yazi umoya yazi iculo lyasho ukuthi sisondeze kuwe, uma sisondelele naye, is self will angeke ibe khona kuthina, my brother. Is self will angeke ibe khona, listeners of Radio Pulpit. Ngani ngoba umoya ngcwele uzobe sondeze kuye. He is the one. He is the one who is guiding us, who is leading us. So a self will never be empilweni zethu. Ngani ngoba sizobe sisondelene naye, sikuye, thina simamukele uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi wezimpilo zethu. So self will ayikho kithi. That is why ngicula leliculo lokuthi ngempela moya oyingcwele ngisondeze kuwe ngasonke isikhathi ukuthi all the time and always I should speak and say what is in line with the word of God. Thank you very much. Good evening, my brother. I have sent the first message, but I can see ukuthi awufinyelelanga umessage wami. Kepha ke, but where there is God, there is a way. Here is another message that I am bringing. The song yokuthi ngisondeze kuintando yakho ingcwele, intando yakho uNkulunkulu makube yiyo eyenzekayo empilweni zethu, empilweni yami, empilweni ya wonke umuntu. Othi umamukele uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi wempilo yakhe. Thank you very much. Good evening. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mama. I really appreciate. Thank you very much. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right. Let me read the messages that come from Helen. Helen says, self-will is insisting stubbornly and arrogantly on one's way as opposed to following the will of God. Yeah, as opposed to following the will of God. Now, much of the times we find ourselves in that. And again, the message she sent says, the self-willed man is determined to have his own way in everything. They think their judgment is always right and superior to everyone else. They expect everyone to pay honor to their wisdom and to always do things their way. The third message is, self-will is insisting stubbornly and arrogantly. I like that. I just wanted to repeat that. Right? Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Talk to us directly there. Sikuze ukuthuthini. Ukhona ingoma bafowethu ithingithi kuyishaya nje kancane le ngoma le.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Lungisi izindlela zakho. Lungisi kuhamba kwakho. Yeza ingwenyama kaZulu. YeZulu. Hey madodana, ngaze ngamkhumbula umngani wami phela. Hawu Nkosi yami. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And of course, let me see if I read all that Helen sent. It says, whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will be delivered. Proverbs 28:26. That is Ellen there. That is Ellen. Remember Ellen? Yes. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You can send us a WhatsApp, maybe one or more. We can take one or two, yeah, we can take one or two of the WhatsApps that you're sending. Let's listen to Bongani right after this.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Babongane.
Ngibingeleleke kuwe ke mfundisi Ray nabafethu ke ngibingeleleke nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit. Nanka ke amavesi ke engizowashiya ke namhlanje uGenesis chapter 49 verse 6 uthi, "Let not my soul enter their council. Let not my honor be united to their assembly. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they hamstrung an ox." Titus chapter 1 verse 7. "For a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violence, not greedy for money." Jude 4, 7 and 8. "For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." 7. "A Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in a similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are self forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." 8. "Likewise, also these dreamers defile the flesh, reject the authority, and speak evil of dignitaries." I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Siyabonga kakhulu, uNkulunkulu akubusise ngendlela eyisimanga. Inkosi ikubusise mfowethu. Babubongane, thank you very much. Let's do again a bit of this.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Is this the same message, Baba?
Sakubona ke mfundisi uRay nabafethu ke lapho abangamagesti nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit. Ngibingelela ke egameni okufana ke nobudlova ukuba amagama. Sakubona ke mfundisi uRay nabafethu ke lapho abangamagesti nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit. Ngibingelela ke egameni elingaphezwa wonke amagama, igama lika Jesu Christu oyinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu. Isihloko sanamhlanje esithi self will, esishukuthi abantu ke abazikhetha ukuzenzela intando yabo bamelane ke nentando kaNkulunkulu, okufana ke nobudlova ukuphuza ke uphuzo olunamandla ke newayini, ukuziqhenya ohahela ke inzuzo ke embi, abantu abangamesabi uNkulunkulu bephendukizela ke umusa kaNkulunkulu wethu ube ngamanyala, baphike umbusi oyedwa nenkosi yethu uJesu Christu. Njengokuba ke iSodoma neGomora nemizi yangakhona yenza ubufebe nendlela efana neyayo, yalandela inyama yabantu ke abaholwa ke imizwa, endike nalabo bantu abathandana ke ngobulili obufanayo, uNkulunkulu wabanikela ke enkanikweni yabo. Ngakho ke namhlanje kusasekhona ke nalezi zinto ezweni ke esiphila ke kulona, ukuthi ke abantu bakhetheke ukuyiphilela ke impilo ephambene ke nezwi likaNkulunkulu. Angibonge ke uNkulunkulu ke anibusise ke egameni lika Jesu Christu oyinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu. Amen.
Amen. Siyabonga kakhulu, siyabonga kakhulu baba. Inkosi ikubusise ngendlela eyisimanga. Here's another one from Naomi Mekoya. Says, "Muruti Ray, I need help. I think I am in disobedience. Can I please remain anonymous or rather speak to you of Muruti Kakupo? Now, please do so. Just as we say goodbye, do so." All right. Bafowethu ngiyabonga kakhulu. Isikhathi sekuye a minute, just a minute. Ithi ngathi ninikeze amazi okugcina kodwa nivalelise. Ngiyabonga kakhulu mfundisi Motha, thank you.
My brother, thank you so much. Sibonga kakhulu nabalalela emakhaya, mfundisi uJabu, mfundisi uSipho,
May the Lord bless you and yours, my brother.
Hallelujah. And thank you so much. Jabu, friend.
Thanks, my friend. God bless you. Mfundisi Motha, mfundisi Sipho, nabalaleli bonke.
Sipho, siyabonga mfana wami.
Ngibaba popo sani. Ngibaleli ekhaya kanye nengozi. Ngibaba ntomeni, mfundisi Motha.
Eish, bangikhumbuza abazali, man. Umkhulu wami usotsha, u-Alfred Masina. Yeah, usotsha, because he was a captain, man, in the army. Usotsha, and then, of course, also, umama, umma, nashabalala, aw, nkosi yami, sebalala. Yeah, ugogo nomkhulu labayana. I am born from their only son, and I become their only grandson. Can you believe it? Right. Siyabonga mfundisi Motha.
Tuda Raba, my brother.
Tuda. Next week we are talking about many forms of slander amongst us. We are touching on that. Next week we are talking about many forms of slander amongst us. Eish, yeah, shambalaza. Many forms of such. We are talking about that next week. Inkosi nenze kahle. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for talking to us. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for the voice calls. Thank you so much. We give you all the thanks for allowing the Father to use you for His glory. May He be glorified at all times. Until we speak again, man. Until we speak again on Tuesday. Blessings to you, and I say, Duda.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.